Placing plastic pink flamingos on someone's lawn may seem unusual, but it's actually a charitable activity known as flocking. Katie LeMay, a parent and volunteer at St. John Paul II Catholic Academy, explains this initiative.
It's been a long time listening to like live music out in winter.
I know.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's the biggest event, fundraising event we have for the school every year, but it's just a lot of fun. It's got something for everybody. We've got live auction, we've got silent auction, and we've got like the best basket raffles.
The recipient of the flocking is notified with a note informing them that the flock will remain for 48 hours before moving to another location. Recipients are encouraged to either flock someone else or make a donation to support the effort.
You register ahead of time, too. There's childcare at the school.
Oh my
gosh.
So,
like, the kids go across the street, have, like, a great fun party.
Oh,
and then the parents can also have a great time not worrying about, you know. Littles running around.
And it's free. And you have to pre-register, but it is free.
Often, friends will arrange for the flock of pink flamingos to be placed on someone's lawn as a surprise. Plastic pink flamingos are known for their territorial nature and will remain until they are relocated by a trained professional. Live music will be provided by the Michigan Shivers. Raffles and live and silent auction will begin at 6:15 p.m. at St. John Paul II Catholic Academy in Menominee. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch. For Bay Cities News anytime, anywhere, go to baycitiesconnect.com.